Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the
world.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Triple Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these skyways and airways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. I just thank you so graciously for allowing me to come into your workspace, come into your living room area, then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. And I just thank God for you, my continual listener, that just make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your spiritual archive. And for doing so, God is going to bless you, I tell you, beyond what you could ask or think. And I'm not just saying that, but that is a fact, that God will bless us. He said that he blesses a cheerful giver. And so we know that, that being said, God is a God of his word. God do not lie. He said before one jot, J-O-T, of his word returned back void, that heaven and earth will pass away. So we know that this world will leave off of its foundation. So we know that God's word is true and that it will go and accomplish what God had sent it out to do. So I just want you to know that God is going to bless you. And I just thank you so graciously for continuing to listen in with the Old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah. And so I want to get my chat room up and going. So I just want you to bear with me momentarily as I get that in progression. I want to be able to open up the chat so you can go in and have your seat, and then I will come back and continue on, hallelujah, with our service, hallelujah. I tell you, God is just so wonderful. You know that. I tell you, God is just all right. I tell you, if I had 1,000 tongues, I could not thank God enough, hallelujah, because God is just that good, hallelujah, bless your holy name, thank you, Lord. Yeah, so I just want to, like I said, just give me a moment to get this up and going. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, bless your holy name. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. God is so wonderful. Nobody greater than God. Hallelujah. Tell you, he is just all right with me. And I tell you, if it's any fault, then it's with me. It is not with God, but it is with me. Because God is just everything that we need. I tell you, there's no greater lifestyle than the life of Christ. Hallelujah. I just thank those of you that were able to tune in on this morning. I tell you, this is my first recording in this month of August. I tell you, I've had a full schedule of going to the physician and, you know, just getting me checked out because, you know, and preaching this word, I have to be in the best health that I can be. And so I have had a full, like I said, itinerary last week, and it's on over into this week as well. But in spite of all, God is yet faithful. God is a sovereign God. God is great. And I tell you, I just thank him for just being in my life And I tell you, just having him as my Lord and my Savior, and I just want to bless his name on this morning by bringing unto you the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. And so, like I said, I'm going to open up the chat room. I'm going to see. Hallelujah. Let's give me just a second here. And I want to get the format a little bigger if I can. I'm not sure if that can happen on tonight, but I am trying to get, you know, that open. So tell you, the devil is so busy. Oh, I'll tell you, he's so busy. He's more busy with the saints of God. He is so busy with the saints of God than anybody, because, you know, he knows that he'll have a hard time trying to convince the saints of God of trying to turn them from God and their mission that God has laid out for them, you know. But I'll tell you, he is definitely busy. You can know that he is busy. But in spite of, you know, we're going to go on with our service on this morning. And so I want to take this opportunity to have an opening prayer. So we have an opening prayer, you know, to send out condolences to those of you that has lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, last 24 hours, last 8 hours, 4 hours, moments ago, even seconds ago. And we do that to encourage each one that is going through such on heartache. And we just want you to know that you are not alone. And we want you to know that you have other brothers and sisters all around this earth that is praying constantly, 24/7. They are praying for each and every one. Hallelujah. So with that being said, you are not alone. You might be physically alone, but spiritually you are not alone, because we are helpers one to another. When you hurt, we hurt. When you rejoice, we rejoice in your rejoicing. So we have to share each other's burdens. That is what God tell us, to, you know, carry each other's burdens. And so that's what we do. So we just want you to know that God love you, number one, and Overseer Ward love you, number two. And I have to be number two because God is number one. So I just want you to be blessed, and may God just hold you close into his bosom, and that God will restore, hallelujah, just your spirit and restoration back unto your soul. And may God bless you. Hallelujah. All right. Now we're going to go into our opening prayer. And so I'm asking those of you that are listening out there in my digital audience to just bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. And we're going to reference the spiritual deity that started it all, the man that's responsible for us being able to fellowship and worship together in the digital world. I tell you, God, who would have thought that God would have had this, you know, in the making, that we could just worship without being physically there. But we're being there spiritually and digitally. We are there worshiping and praising God with one another and sharing the goodness of Jesus to a dying world. So I just want to ask you, if you will, to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. Father God, hallelujah, Jesus. We come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity, God, once again around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this soil that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. We know that before you left, God, you said that you're going away to prepare a place for us. And when you return, you would receive us unto yourself. But Father God, until you crack those clouds one historical day, we will continue to mount up, God, before the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west. Hallelujah. As pilgrims through this fair land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God. Lord, I'm asking you to enable me, God, to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity, God. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very souls. Father God, we won't take your glory, we won't take your praise, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll allow the temple to say amen and amen. All right, I'm with you 90 minutes, and I'm about 17 minutes and 42 seconds into our program. So I just want you to get your chip and your dip and your cereals, maybe your latte, your OJ, your water beverages, and just come and sit down and just allow me to bring unto you the divine word of God. Bring all your digital gadgets. I call them our toys because we just can't live without them. We have to, they by our bedside. They may be in our bed, by our side, on our nightstands and what have you, in the cradles or whatever. We know that they are very important and they are essential until today's world in which we're living. So I just want you to get close to your podcast down and just you can read and go along with me, and then you can go back and reference this at your own discretion. But I'm going to now take you on into a program that's already, hallelujah, in progression. Hallelujah. And so our theme on this morning entitled Out of This World. I want to say that one more time. Our theme for this morning is Out of This World. And we're going to read our first key scripture on this morning. And it reads like this. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. If you're reading, my sister and my brother, coming out of the law, 2 Timothy 4 and 7. All right, we're going to move on down to our second key scripture, and it reads this. Your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Matthew 6 and 4. All right, our third and final key scripture on this morning is we must all appear, hallelujah, before the judgment seat of Christ. That scripture reading, my brother and my sister, coming out of the law of 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. And so, like I said, you can write those scriptures down and read those at a later time. But we're going to go dig on in now into our service. So just get you a good seat and chat room again. Hallelujah. And so hopefully, let me see here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Lord, you are so awesome. You are so awesome. Can't nobody beat God being God. Hallelujah. God is just marvelous. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. Yes, Lord Jesus. That's your holy name. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm going to dig on into the Word of God. We know that for nearly 30 years, we've listened to countless preachers give account of their ministerial careers. And we know that some of them have become great and renowned leaders in their communities, while others, hallelujah, seem to fade into obscurity. But most standard, often they tell of low pay, poor living conditions, and steady criticism. But surprisingly, these accounts are never told with bitterness or even regret. We know that preaching the word, the pay isn't much. But we know that the retirement is out of this world. And that was our theme this morning, of this world. We go into the law of 2 Timothy 4, where Paul was about to be put on trial by the Romans. He was coming to the end of his life, yet he faced death with courage and faith. He was strongly committed to his God and his work as ever. He looked back over his life, remembering time when he was without, time when God was his only help. He was certain that he would soon see the Savior face to face. And we know that Paul looked to that time with joy, as you and I are to look to that time with joy as well. He too knew that the retirement benefit of following Jesus Christ are out of this world. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that it might seem like serving God is a hard time. It's a hard, you know, life to live. But I tell you, you know, when you get used to serving God and delivering God's word to those that you meet on this life journey, you'll find out that it is easy as, they said, taking candy from a baby. Because we know that God said in his word, he said that my yoke is easy. So with that being said, we know that nothing about God is complicated. God said that my yoke is easy and my burdens is light. So all we have to do is just keep our hand in God's hand. Keep our hand on the plow and don't never dare to look back, because God said that those who put their hand on the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom of God. So we don't never want to look back, but we want to continually to move forward, look up and onward until we see God's face one day crack those clouds. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that out of this world, meaning that after this life, you know, you and I have loved ones. We have parents that has went on before us. We have siblings that has went on before us. We have cousins and grandparents, sons and daughters that has went on before us. We have husbands and wives that has went on before us. We have business partners and colleagues that has went on before us. And so we know that those that have died in God, however they left out of here, we know that great is their reward. Hallelujah. And I tell you, you know, you look at all the fabulous things that God has given us access to in this life. You know, you see beautiful mansions. You see beautiful cars, you know, expensive cars. And you see the lawn is just manicured secured to perfection. And yet you see people with money, marble, and chalk got all the money that they'll ever need or can ever spend in this life. All that is good and great. But I tell you what, living for God is out of this world. I'm telling you, with all the bells and whistles that's in this world, it cannot compare to the world to come. Hallelujah. And we know that God said that your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 6 and 4. And we know that in this society in which you and I live and exist, we know that there are many businesses that have points programs. They offer rewards to loyal customers. You can stack up these rewards by using their company service, like eating at a local restaurant, staying at a certain hotel, or flying on particular airlines. And they know that choosing to spend your money this way makes a lot of sense. We know, too, that God has a reward program as well. Jesus often spoke of his desire to reward you and I for loyal serving him. When we are prosecuted for his sake, for example, he says to rejoice, for great is your reward which is in heaven. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 5 and 12. In contrast to the Pharisees, we know that pious habits of giving and praying and fasting in public, Jesus instructed us to do these things privately, because your Father who sees in secret, you know, so you don't have to tell the world that you're fasting. The world don't have to know that you have missed a meal, you know, that you may have not had a drink in a day or 24 hours or 12 hours. But God that sees all, knows all, is writing it down in his itinerary. What you have done, may it be good or bad, God is writing it down, and he's keeping a daily diary of yours and mine and our, the deeds that has been done in this mortal body. So God will reward you openly. When it comes to living for Jesus faithfully, never ultimately putting your life in a deficit position, but regardless of what it costs, because we know that Jesus paid the ultimate cost. Jesus died and bled, hung his head and gave up the ghost on Calvary Mountains. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the sun refused to shine. So we know that there was pure darkness upon the earth. And so we know that when we don't serve Jesus for the reward, we just don't serve him for just the rewards. But we know he died for us on that cross. And he did far more than you and I could ever do. We know that we deserve loyalty to him is an act of worship and expression of our love and our gratitude for his love toward you and I. In return, he delights to encourage you and I with the assurance that ultimately his reward will outweigh whatever we have given up for him in this life. I'm encouraging you that are out there today, keep on striving, keep on living holy for Jesus, because your reward will be out of this world. Hallelujah. Live for Jesus, regardless of the cause. We know that our service for the Lord will be rewarded openly. Hallelujah. One day openly. We will be rewarded one day openly by God who sees in secrecy. All sacrifice for him. We know that what is done for Christ in this life will surely be rewarded in the life to come. So I encourage you, my sister and my brother, keep on holding up the bloodstained banner. Keep on living holy. Don't let nobody I mean, not your best friend, not your worst friend, not your husband, not your wife, not your son, your daughter, your grandchildren, your aunt, your uncle, your grandparents. Don't let nobody turn you around, because great is your reward in heaven. And you think about the mansions down here, you see how beautiful they are. But see, they are man-made. They are made by human hands. But we're talking about that reward that is out of this world, meaning that this reward that awaits for you and I up in glory, hallelujah, cannot compare to this down here on planet Earth. God just gave us a taste of what beauty and we call look magnificent and just gorgeous. We see that the homes that you and I live in, we view down here on planet Earth, we say, oh, they're so beautiful, they're so gorgeous. And they are, as far as the eyes can conceive. But their lives await for you and I that are living wholly for God. A house is not a house, but it's a mansion. That's not built by mortal man, but Jesus is the architect. Jesus is the creator. And Jesus will be the one. You know, you have an open house when you want to buy a new home. They have an open house for you to go through into the house. And then you can place your bid or place your application for that house. Well, Jesus will have an open house for those that are living holy and that are living according to his will and called unto his purpose. You know, we're living in a time to where it's no time to pay church, but it's time to get to the church. It's time to get with God. It's time to stay with God. If you're in God, stay with God. Because I tell you what, it would be a dangerous thing for you to have lived all of those years for God. And then all of a sudden, the devil will whisper in your ear and say, all of that you've done, all of that toiling, you going to church and you wearing out your shoes and wearing out your coats and wearing out your suits, your dresses, your hats, your gloves, your best of your clothing. Say, oh, it wasn't worth all of that. You going to church, staying an hour, 2 hours to listen to a sermon. That it didn't cost all of that. That wasn't that much. But I tell you this. Only what you and I and us do for God is going to amount to anything. Because whatever the devil has to offer you is only temporary. And he do not, cannot promise you a life after this one. That's one thing he cannot do. He can only promise you a life of destruction, because his MO, and MO mean motive of operation, his MO, daily itinerary, is to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus have a life after this life that is out of this world. It cannot compare to this life that we now live. It's no comparison. Because I tell you what, you see all the people that has a status quo of a billionaire and a millionaire. They don't have gold streets up in Beverly Hills. They don't have streets of gold on Sunset Boulevard. They don't have streets of gold in Bel Air. But I tell you what, there is streets of gold in the rolling hill of glory. Hallelujah. You just wait and see. You just keep on. There's a song of the old saying, say, I think it was an insurance company, says, just like a good neighbor, State Farm was there. Well, I want to tell you this. Just like a good neighbor, Jesus is there. And he's always there. And he's never left. Even though we leave Jesus, we go out back into the world. You know, and the reason I know, because I've done it. God is married to backsliders. So I want you to know that I wasn't always saved. I have been in church all of my life. And at the age of 18, I decided that, hey, you know, I've done went to church as much as I want to go. My friends will tell me, hey, you know, you need to come on over here where we are because we're having such a good time, honey. We're just kicking it and we're bawling and we're having it going on. You know, and there I was, a little old green, you know, a little green nobody. Didn't know nothing about the world. Then I decided that, hey, I'm able to call my own shots. I don't have to go to church if I don't want to go. So I decided that I was going to go out to the world. I'm going to see what's all this going on, good time that these so-called friends are talking about, you know. And then you go out into the world because you see that they said, oh, it's so much going on out here. You know, we're having such a good time. But, you know, I got out there in the world and I discovered that my good times I had left. And those times was the good times that I had serving God. You know, you go out there and you learn how to drink. You learn how to hold a cigarette, you know. And you might learn how to do other things that's not, you know, pleasing unto God. But I tell you, when I got out there, you know, God just let me get out there and just do whatever I wanted to do. I was big enough and bad enough to do until I got tired. You know, you get tired. You get tired of that old worldly life. And I know, you know, I used to go to the clubs. I used to go to the clubs where the guys, you know, would have on they call the G-string and all that kind of stuff, you know. And most of the time, you know, I would buy my own drinks because I knew if somebody would offer to buy me a drink, I probably accepted one drink, but it wasn't many because I knew that there was a price tag that went along with somebody buying you a drink. It might meant, hey, you know, you need a ride home, or, you know, hey, you know, won't you come over to my pad, you know what I'm saying? But I know that always leaded to something. So I was always, you know, in control. I bought my own drinks. I called a shop. You asked me something that I knew that wasn't right, because like I said, now I've been in church all of my life. So that was a plus, though. Because the devil just couldn't pull any kind of wool over my face. You know, and like I said, we leave God, but God don't leave us. And you know, after I stayed out there all those years in the world, the devil tried to kill me, and the devil's going to try to kill you. If he has not already tried to kill you, he's going to. So I would make it up in my mind while I still have blood running warm in my veins. I would not put it off another day, another moment, another minute, another second, another hour, another month, another year, giving God my life. Because in this unpredictable world that we're living in, people are going by the masses, second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week. Somebody is exiting this world. Some of them exiting without knowing God. But our sermon on tonight is out of this world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that the Apostle Paul said that I have fought the good fight. I have fought the good fight. And I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And he says, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. So out of this world, meaning into the next world, God said that I go away and prepare a place for you. And when I come back, I'm going to receive you unto myself. Then God has, he said, I go away to prepare a place. So that means that God is already got our place already ready. And when he come back, he's not going to come back and say, hey, I'm going to take you and we're going to build you a house, you know, from the ground up. But when God come to receive those that had lived according to his will and to his way and to his command, God has a mansion already lying in waiting. for those that are living for God, that are sold out. See, in this life, you have to be sold out, because if you don't stand for something, guess what? You will fall for in it. But God has not only a mansion, but God has laid up a crown of righteousness, which the Lord will give to me on that day, or to you, or to those, like I said, that are living according to his will and according to his command. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Timothy 4:7-8. We know that we are involved in a long distance race. So let's you and I and us run in such a way that we may obtain the prize. And it's an imperishable crown that you cannot set it ablaze and burn it up. You cannot set on it and squash it and break it and take it out of its shape. But it's a imperishable crown. Scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 Corinthians 9:25. What could be more desirable than a finish strong for Christ and to be with him forever? So I would encourage you, run the straight race through God's good grace. Lift up your eyes and seek his face. Life with this way before us lies. Christ is the path and Christ the prize. We know that the Christian race is not a sprint, but it's a marathon. Hallelujah. And this is going to be the last reading. Hallelujah, Jesus, bless your holy name. And I, hallelujah, am reminded that during a preparation for a jury trial, a videotape was played that said all across the state, jury panels are being assembled to sit in judgment of others. Just as one day people may assemble to sit in judgment for you and I and us. We know that being judged by a jury or even our peers is possible. But standing before Almighty God, we know is certain. Our works will be evaluated and our reward determined by the Lord. All of us will be morally and spiritually audited. The Lord will review every entrance in the ledger of our lives. Not only what we did on earth, but also the reason why we did it will be known and judged. As believers in Jesus Christ, you and I and us, we have the assurance that when we die, we will be present with the Lord. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Corinthians 5:8. With that in mind, Paul wrote, we make it our aim to be well pleasing to him. But we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, whether good or bad. But I want to say unto you that are listening in the audience on this morning, instead of cringing with fear, we can live with the joy as we seek to please God and look forward to our heavenly reward. Let us strive to make sure that our actions and motives will be found worthy, not worthless. On the day we stand before God, hallelujah, we know that our salvation on that Christ, our salvation depends on what Christ did for you and I and us. But our reward depends on how we live for him down here on this planet earth. Because after this life, the next life, the life to come will be out of this world. Hallelujah. So I would get to know Jesus if I didn't know God, the pardons of my iniquity on this morning. I will get to know him and live for God, because we know that time is of an essence. Time doesn't wait on anyone. Death is steady knocking on the doors of the heart, of God's people everywhere and anywhere. So you too can live a life, that life to come, that will be out of this world. Nothing in this life can compare, can equate to the life you and I mean, it's a life like no other. We couldn't even wrap that around our minds, not even around our brains. It's just something that only God could equate. So I just know that I'm living every day to please God in every way. Not saying that I don't falter, because we all fall short of the glory none of God. But when you falter, may it be in minor indeed, because God said, even if you think wrong, that's a sin. So even if we think wrong thoughts of someone, we must go and say, God, forgive me of that thought, you know, because I didn't mean that. And then God will remove that from his books. Because like I said, our life is being monitored daily and night in God's itinerary. And when we stand before that judgment seat of God, God said there will be a book, and that will be the 66 books. And there will be another book, and that is the book of life. Yours and our life will be read aloud for all the world to see. You know, just as happy as one is to receive a lifetime achievement, an Oscar, a Grammy, we should be just that happy to please God. Because in the end, we will receive a crown of life. A crown will be placed upon our heads. We will have a long white robe, whiter than any white that you've ever witnessed in your life. Gold sandals. I mean gold, just like you would go into a jeweler and look for a gold watch. Gold necklace, gold bracelet, gold earrings. That would be our asphalt in that day. Where we run to the jewelry or the jewelers to buy and purchase as a commodity will be asphalt, is what we will be walking on in that world that I'm talking about, out of this world. Imagine that's beyond. I would just say to you, keep on living holy, because there's nothing that this world can offer you that will outdo out of this world. And that is the next world to come, because only thing that we are living in now is the present. And we know that all of this is going to pass away. The word of God says that all things is going to pass away, and then all things will become new. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. We're going to be changed. We're not going to be the same. This mortality body that you and I have right now will be changed, the Bible says, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. So just as fast as you can blink your eyelashes, the Bible says we will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. We will take off this mortality body and put on an immortality body. You and I cannot walk through a wall to the next living area or to the sleeping quarters of your home, your hotel, or wherever you might reside. That new body that God will give you and I and us that, like I said, are living according to his will, according to his command, will receive an immortality body. You cannot cut it. You cannot shoot it. It is a body that cannot be perished. That's why it's called imperishable, because you cannot hurt it in no sense of the word. So in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you have any prayer petitions you'd want the old Triple Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. You can send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward. Hallelujah. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. You can log on to our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. Till we meet again across these skyways and airways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at the wheel, because he is people friendly. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion, uplift your spirit, and encourage your heart. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you be blessed. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
Oh, You be Jesus.
I know you can, I know you can, can. I want you to. I need you to. Here I am.
Here I am.
I want you to.
I want you to.
I need you to.
know it hasn't been long since I made my request. I've been fighting, feels like a war. I've gone through so many battles, but nothing like this before. You see, I've been trying, but I've been losing. But today I let it go. This is my conclusion. Only you can.
God, you're holy. We reverence you and your presence. And today we look up, and in all of your presence, in all of your glory, and in all of your power, you're holy. You're holy to me. Take a listen. You're holy.
You're holy.
You're holy.
You're holy.
You're so holy,
you're so holy
to me. Presence. The joy that I need is in your presence.